Now to the funny car eliminations. Times of academic importance only now. The winner is the one who gets to the other end of the strip first and goes through to the next round. Six cars made the field after qualifying, and the two Americans both had bye runs. The very much on-form Ray Beadle went first. We recorded these sounds at the top end of the strip. Oh, so good. He's going to be tough to beat. Gene Snow next. Has he sorted out all his problems? He's still in trouble. The handling is okay, but this time two cylinders are out. A lot of work is still to be done on the Plymouth Arrow. Next, a race. Alan Herridge against Owen Haywood. The winner to go through to race Ray Beadle in the semi-final. Herridge takes a good win. Another run like that would definitely pose a threat to Beadle. The final race in this first round of Funny Car is between Ronnie Picardo and Dennis Priddle, the winner to take on Gene Snow. Priddle takes the win with Picardo getting all out of shape and crossing the centre line. Now, on to the semi-finals. Gene Snow against Priddle. The Englishman has been pulling 6-second runs and really wants to beat Snow, who has been having problems. Recording equipment is on the start line. A really close race, with Snow pulling a good one when it counted. One American through to the final. Can Herridge get the Union Jack into a place in that same final? Beadle Socks in a fabulous run. One of the fastest funny car runs seen in the UK at that time. It's an all-American final, but what a prospect. Now it's Pro Comp time. The first semi-final between an Alky Burning funny car and an Alky Burning rail. Graham Hawes Monza and Jim Reed's Donovan. A good win for Hawes, and a place in the final. The second semi was between a rail and an altered. Jerry Andrews' Chevy Dragster and Brian Hazelton's Chrysler Power Topolino. Andrews takes the win. The two winning semi-finalists recorded very similar times. The final is going to be a close one. Now it's Top Fuel Dragster time. These nitro-burning engines develop over 2,000 brake horsepower. The first semi-final sees Radio 1's Dave Lee Travis take on Europe's quickest lady, Roz Pryor. Well, Roz lost fire on the burnout, so a solo semi-final run from the Hairy Monster gets him into the final. The second semi-final was also a by run. Trevor Young in his Donovan Dragster. Sounds really strong. 7.20 at 178.2 miles an hour. Travis against Young in the final. Let's look at some of the finals now. The bikes first. Street bike. True road-going machines tuned to their ultimate. Pip Hyams 1200 Suzuki racing Tony Huck's 1000cc Kawasaki. A win for Hyam in 10.8 seconds at 125.3 miles an hour. Definitely a difficult man to beat during 1979. On to Pro Street. These look like road bikes, but such modifications as turbochargers make them really fly. Nigel Patrick's turbocharged 1100cc Kawasaki racing Stu Fernside's 1000cc Kawasaki, also turbocharged. A really close one, with Patrick just taking the win. We move on to the Superbike final. Nitro-burning competition bikes that fly up the quarter mile with the front wheels pouring the air. Two great bikes make the final of this meeting. John Hobbs on the Phil Reed Hobbit, a double-blown Westlake machine that totals 1700cc, and Jeff Bine on another double, this time Morgo Triumph units. What a race! Hobbs wins, and so close to a 7-second run. Now the final of Supercomp. A mixture of dragsters and competition alters compete in this hard-fought eliminator on a class handicap basis. The finalists this time were Alan Lowson in the 3.8 Jaguar-powered Model T called Paranoia and John Whitmore in his blown Leyland 1293cc rail Dragonfly. We'll move on to one of the big finals now. The final of Pro Comp. Graham Hawes racing Jerry Andrews. Identical times, but Jerry Andrews' hole shot won him the race. A 7.67 at 178 miles an hour for Jerry and 7.67 at 185.5 miles an hour for Graham. On to the final of Top Fuel Dragster. The Flying DJ from Radio 1 takes on Trevor Young. Young wins with a good 6 second pass. The atmosphere is building up for the final of Funny Car. The crowd cheer as they come down the fire up road. Ray Beadle and Gene Snow. They both have time for a quick thought on the race ahead.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had a little trouble early with our car, but it's slowly working its way out.
And Gene Snow? On to the race. Ray Beadle in Blue Max and Gene Snow in the Snowman. Alan Herridge stands by in case of any breakages. Well, Beadle won a very dramatic final, with Gladiator coming in after Snow's car blew up on the burnout. Beadle's run was a new European funny car elapsed time and terminal speed record. The final sound on this record must come from Sammy Miller and his Rocket. We will pre-warn you that this is the sound of history in the making. After that record-breaking run, he returned triumphantly back down the strip to a tremendous reception. Although the tension of the occasion had obviously got to him, he just had to say a few words to the fans who'd waited for many years to see this happen.
Well, Sammy, you said you'd do it. You said, I think it's the Mickey Mouse t-shirt.
It's got to be the Mickey Mouse, I don't know, but I really appreciate it, everyone. I don't know if you noticed, but I lost another parachute on that run, and I almost lost the car on top of it. It was pretty close. I don't think I'll make another run today.
Obviously, you've got a problem there. You're not sure, then.
Well, it's a little windy and I'm losing the parachutes too fast now. The second one ripped on that. So I almost had no parachutes on that run. Watch my voice pulse up.
Hopefully the run's got to you like it got to us.
Yeah, I'm really happy. We'll do it. Like I said, we have been setting it for it. You deserve it. I think that's it for me today. I'm a little tired. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Tommy Miller. You can hear us on the speaker report. Love it, Tommy Miller.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our account of the 1979 July International Drag Races at Santa Pod Raceway. Your race commentators were Brian Taylor, Keith Lee, and Nick Murphy. Editing and narration were by Brian Taylor. This is a Taylor Startup International production for Quarter Mile Machine.